Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Alf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. On this day, every year, the first Sunday of the season, Elf Ernest over at SantaUpdate.com posts the same information about Christmas trees. It's information that is important, to be sure, but it's pretty much the same information every year. Joining me now from Santa's Acres Tree Farm, just up a mountain road outside of North Pole Village, is my radio partner, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what in the world are you doing there?
I'm getting a Christmas tree, Frank. What other reason would I have to be out in a driving wind with blowing snow going straight into my ear? I'm getting that most important symbol of the Christmas season.
I'm a little surprised to learn you don't have a tree up already, Crash.
Well, to be honest, Frank, I've got 6 trees up already at my house. This is just going to be my main tree, the big one, as I like to call it. The one that goes in my front window and the one that Santa's going to put all my presents under.
You'll have 7 Christmas trees in your house. Crash, why?
Well, because I love Christmas trees, Frank. You ever seen an ugly one?
No, never.
Well, I want 7 times or whatever you call that, Frank. I just love Christmas trees.
Yeah, I'll say you do. Do you have your tree picked out there?
Yeah, we just cut it down. Fresh tree, Frank. Always the best. I've got just the name for her, too.
You do? What is it?
I'm going to call her Bruce.
I'm not even going to ask why, Crash.
She's a beaut, Frank.
I hope to see how she turns out, Crash. Be careful out there getting Bruce home. And folks, we encourage you to visit SantaUpdate.com today to learn why Santa shares information about Christmas trees each year. From the North Pole, where Christmas trees are always in style, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.